ॐ सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः ॐ वी आर् स्टडियिङ्ग् दि लास्ट् सेक्षन् सिक्स्थ् सेक्षन् आफ् दि कठा उपनिषत् वन् आफ् दि most important points always we have to keep in mind. Without God's grace, God realization is impossible. That's was being explained in this 12th mantra. Naiva vacha na manasa praptam shakyo na chakshusha astiti bravato anyatra katham tad upalabhyate. This atman cannot be attained by speech, nor by the mind, nor by the eye. How then can it be realized in any other way than by the affirmation of Him who says He is? In other words, hearing from the mouth of the Guru, having intense faith in the Guru as well as in the scriptures, a person develops Shraddha that God exists and He is the creator and He created me and He created me out of Himself. I am none other than He. Therefore, I am also divine exactly like Him. That faith comes. But faith must be converted into realization. That's what in the 13th mantra we have studied. That asti ityeva upalabdhavyaha tattvabhavena cha ubhayoho asti iva upalabdhasya tattvabhavaha prasidati. First, Brahman is to be realized as existence, but of course limited by upadhis, and then in his true transcendental nature. Of these two aspects, one Brahman without limitation, another Brahman with limitation. Atman realized as a pure existence leads the sadhaka to the realization of his true nature. Our spiritual journey must start with the intense faith. Brahman exists. He is everywhere. He is the whole world. I am part of the world. Therefore, I am also Brahman. Of course, in the beginning, there would be this realization that Brahman exists. It is traveled in four stages. First, we do not know anything about God. God doesn't exist. Brahman nasti. Then, second, when we are under peculiar circumstances, we do not see any way, then maybe if I pray to God, maybe He will listen, maybe He exists. So man turns, this is the second stage. First stage, Brahman doesn't exist. Second stage, He may exist. And through prayer, and when prayer is fulfilled, especially the deep faith comes. Someone is listening to my prayers and he is fulfilling them. Therefore, God definitely exists. So, this is what is called asti iti upalabdhavyaha. First, one must develop that strong faith, immovable, unshakable faith. God definitely exists. And if I am not experiencing happiness or suffering, there must be some reason. And what could be that reason? Perhaps I myself have created this suffering for myself. This is called karma siddhanta. So that strong faith, tattva bhavena cha ubhayoho. Then asti iti upalabdhasya. Slowly the sadhaka travels from nasti to maybe asti to definitely asti and I must realize him as a fact, aparoksha anubhuti, and he does it by sadhana and through God's grace. What happens then? Tattva bhavaha prasidati. Tattva bhavaha means exactly as Brahman is. Previously, it was knowledge gathered from the scriptures, from the mouth of the Guru, confirmed from the mouth of the Guru. But now direct experience, as Brahman is, then there could be no doubt at all. So when this person realizes Brahman as what? Saguna Brahma in the beginning, I am there, Brahman also is there. I am separate from him, stage number one. I am part of him, stage number two. What is the stage number three? I am he. This is called Tattva Bhavaha, Tattva Masi, Aham Brahmasmi. That's what Swami Vivekananda was trying to express. Life is a journey from a lower state of consciousness to the highest state of consciousness, which is to realize I am Brahman, I am everything, Sarvam Brahmam. In summary, when we obtain Shraddha, then we have what is called indirect knowledge. And after doing sadhana, by the grace of the Guru, remember, and by the grace of God, a person gets direct experience called Sakshatkara. So, what do I get? Many times we have discussed this point. The Upanishad discusses, Bhagavad Gita discusses. What is the result? Why should I do that? What is the prayojana, utility? What do I gain? What do I get out of it? The verse, mantras number 14 and 15 are giving categorically about this. This is called Brahma Vidya Phalam, the result of Brahma Vidya. What is the Brahma Vidya? It is Mukti. And as we discussed earlier, Mukti can be divided into roughly two parts. One is called Videha Mukti, one is called Jivan Mukti. What is the difference? There is absolutely no difference. As Sri Ramakrishna tells, when a person has this Aham Brahmasmi knowledge, and we have to understand in brackets, Aham Brahmasmi means Nirvikalpa Samadhi, not a state of absence of thoughts, but a most positive state where I feel Aham Brahmasmi, that is called Nirvikalpa Samadhi. When a person attains Nirvikalpa Samadhi, that is the ultimate knowledge. Then some people, by God's will or whatever, the body stays there for 21 days and falls off like a dried leaf or like a fully ripened fruit. That means there would be no body mind. That's known as Videha Mukti. Deha falls. The other meaning of Videha is that there would be body, there would be mind, but he behaves as though that body mind doesn't belong to anyone excepting to God. So if God wants to accomplish some purpose, what is the purpose? For the education, welfare, teaching of people like us, our sincere sadhakas, that body mind is retained and they will remain for some time. That state is called Jivan Mukti state. Anyway, a Jivan Mukta is both a Jivan Mukta as well as a Videha Mukta. Some bodies, minds are, God understands, they are fit for some work, Nishkama Karma. It is only God who accomplishes these things through the medium of that body mind. So, this is the result we get. What is it? Moksha, Mukti. What is it? We become completely free from every type of limitation. Aham Purnaha. Aham Purnakamaha Akamaha. This has been described in so many ways in the Upanishads. Such a person is experiencing without break Brahmananda. He is swimming in the ocean of Satchidananda in Sri Ramakrishna's words. So that is being emphasized. What is being emphasized? What does a man get when he experiences that truth, I am Brahman? In the 14th mantra, Yada sarve pramuchyante kamaha ye asya hridishritaha atha martyo amruto bhavati atra brahma samashnute. When all the desires that dwell in the heart fall away, even then the mortal becomes immortal, and here itself, while living, attains Brahman. A beautiful mantra, but first Krishna tells the same thing in the Bhagavad Gita while talking about Sthita Prajna Lakshanas, 55th verse of the second chapter, practically the end of the second chapter. What is Bhagavan Krishna telling? Quoting from here, Prajahati yada kaman sarvan partha manogatan atmanyev atmanatushtaha sthita prajnaha tada ujjate. O Arjuna, when one gives up all the desires obtaining in the mind and satisfied in himself by himself, he is said to be a man of firm knowledge. Let us always keep in mind, a sadhaka, slowly he converts every single desire into one single desire. Every desire, many desires into one single desire. I want God, I do not want to have anything. So he directs all his energy, says, O mind, do not covet others' wealth. Ma gridaha kasyasi dhanam. There is only one valuable wealth, and that is to realize God, that he is the only reality, he is the only object, vastu. Nothing else exists besides him. So that is what he is telling. We have to practice. Then the mind, after so much of sadhana, it acquires only one desire. What is that desire? I want to know that I am Brahman. This is known as Brahma Akar Vritti. This one desire can be termed as Krishna Akar Vritti, Kalika Akar Vritti, Rama Akar Vritti, Shiva Akar Vritti, Narayana Akar Vritti, or Jagan Mata Akar Vritti, any type, but one. It means the same thing. This is called Savikalpa Samadhi. When a person reaches it, the Divine Lord, out of his infinite compassion, he automatically grants the other boon. What is it? He need not do anything. He will be ultimately attaining only to that one single state. That is what being tell here. Prajahati yada kaman. Same thing, same idea is repeated, because mind you, all Upanishads tell us the same thing. Just as Ramakrishna used to say, all Jivan Muktas speak the same thing. All jackals howl in the same way all over the world. So, in the Mundaka Upanishad, we get this beautiful idea. Vidyate Hridaya Grandhi Chidyante Sarvasamshayaha Kshiyante Chasya Karmani Tasmindrishte Paravare. The knot of the heartstrings is rent, cut away are all the doubts, and man's works are spent and perish when he is seen that supreme reality, which is at once the highest state. Vidyate Hridaya Grandhi. All the knots of the heart are completely burnt away. Chidyante Sarvasamshaya. Any doubt, least bit of doubt, it is completely dissolved in the knowledge of Brahman. Kshiyante cha asya karmani. the Sanchita Karma, the Prarabdha Karma, as well as the Agami Karma. All karmas completely dissolve in the knowledge of Brahman, because as we discussed yesterday, such a person doesn't have any identity with his body and mind. But when Tasmin Paravare Drishti, when that supreme reality, the highest reality, is directly experienced, realized, aparoksha anubhuti. Same thing is also repeated again in one of the Upanishads. Kamanyaha kamayate manyamanaha sa kamabhihi jayate tatra tatra. Paryapta kamasya kritatmanastu ihaiva sarve praviliyanti kamaha. He who broods on and longs for objects of senses is born here and there, anywhere, with such desires. But of him whose desires have been fulfilled and who has realized the Atman, the desires end even right now, right here, in this very world. Very surprising, simply speaking, even what we call this world, a Jivan Mukta has no such knowledge of this world. For him, only one world is there, and that is called Brahma Satyam. There is nothing else for him. So, desires must be removed. That's what is being told to us. Yada, when sarve kamaha, all the desires, including the desire for God realization, pramuchyante, is completely, they are freed from the heart of the sadhaka. And until that realization, where are they residing? Ye asya hridishritaha. They live in the mind of the sadhaka, in the form of samskaras, vasanas, deep in the unconscious. And then they make him play like a puppeteer, make the puppets move and play. But when a person realizes Brahman, what happens? Just as many, many rivers, we are going to study it in the Bhagavad Gita 11th chapter after this class. Ida, Nabu, Nadi, so many rivers, they go from different directions, they flow. And they also flow into different directions. They are born at different places, flow into different directions, but all of them reach in whichever direction they are flowing. Ultimately, they reach the sea, their mother, from where they had come, and then they lose their names and forms, become one with the ocean. We will study that later on. Same idea is given. Ye asya kamaha hridishritaha. Until this time, slowly all the desires are residing, but upon realizing the Brahman, what is the realization? First, there is God. Second, I am that God. Atha, at that time, after realization, after aparokshanubhuti, martyaha, he is maranasilaha. Martya means subject to mortality, changes, birth, growth, then death. All these old age, all these changes, everything that is born, shad urmi, sixfold changes. Everything, anything that is born has to work out this one. But when a person realizes that I am Brahman, what happens? He knows, I am not the body, I am not the mind. Body is subject to changes, mind as well is subject to changes. I am not at all subject to changes. And then there is nobody else excepting me. I am the only one. Then that is called the state of infinity. That is called the state of immortality. Mortal becomes immortal upon aparokshanubhuti, direct realization. that I am Brahman. Atra Brahma Samashnute. He merges himself just into the, just as a small drop of water. It is there somewhere. Suddenly there is a flash flood and it becomes one. It is speeded away, forced away, merged completely. It loses its individuality. Now it becomes a river, and along with the river, as a river, it flows into the ocean and it becomes one with the ocean. So, Atra Brahma Samashnute. He merges himself in Brahman. Why? Even this word merging is only human language. We have to remember, so many times we have been taught this lesson. Only in the state of ignorance, Brahman is far away, I am here, I will do sadhana, slowly I will approach, and then one day I will be able with him, and then one day I will merge in him. This time constrict, space constrict, these are all mental ideas, they are not true. Immediately, the person loses all his desires, because the purpose of any desire is to be happy. And here, he is not having happiness. He is happiness. He becomes happiness. That distinction always we have to keep in mind. So this is what every scripture is telling. Bhagavad Gita is nothing but the essence of all these scriptures. Yada, when, that means when aparokshanubhuti happens, kama, all the desires, ye, whatever desire, asya, sadhakasya, in the spiritual aspirant's heart, hridishritaha, what happens? All those desires, pramuchyante, they will be fulfilled, they will be merging, there would be no more any desire, because desire can happen only to a limited being with a limited purpose. But now, the sadhaka had become Brahman. Brahman means infinity, ananta. So, this person has become ananta. For ananta, there is nothing that is not already his. He is everything, not even his. Because we have me and my. In Brahman, both I and my, both disappear at the same time. When all the desires that dwell in the heart fall away, then the mortal becomes immortal. And here itself, he realizes, I was Brahman. I thought I was not Brahman. Now I know I am Brahman. This change is not an actual change. It's only in the thought, in the cognition. Cognitional change happens. Then he instantaneously understands, I was never immortal, I was always immortal. That was the message Swami Vivekananda sent loud and clear. What is a Shrunvantu Vishve Amrutasya Putraha? You are not to become immortal, you are immortal, but you have hypnotized yourself into thinking, I am not immortal, but I am mortal. Get rid of that idea, that's what he has given. So, what is the explanation? That he gives such a person, has got, gives up all desires. But then, here beautifully we have to understand, the Brihadaranyaka we get. All the desires in this world can be classified into three. What are the three main desires? Putraishana, Vittaishana, and Lokaishana. What is Putraishana? I want progeny. Why do I want progeny? Oh, I have worked my whole life very, very hard. I accumulated so much of property and it should never go to anybody excepting to myself in the form of my son, in the form of my grandson, in the form of my great-great-grandson, etc. Then man wants in the Vedic times money. So why does he want money? Shriyam me avaha. Please bring me wealth, he prays. So why? for two reasons. He wants to perform yajnas, yagas, rituals. For rituals, money is needed. The bigger the ritual, the more the money one has to expend. So what does he say? Vitta Vishana. Vitta means the means to perform all the rituals, also to fulfill. I want the best house, I want the best wife or husband, I want the best children, and I want the best things. I would like to enjoy this world. Remember, Katha Upanishad only, in the earlier part of it, Yama Dharmaraja said that why do you want Atma knowledge, Atma Jnana? Why don't you be happy in this world? Because I guarantee you, you will never ever suffer again. And Nachiketa had accepted it. But then he said, that is okay, I enjoyed all the worldly happiness. Now I want other worldly happiness. All right, I will teach you a ritual. And he taught one Agni by which Nachiketa or anybody can go to Swargaloka, heaven. And then as if Nachiketa had gone there, enjoyed there a long time, then he understood the hollowness, the emptiness, ephemerality and the fear that one day I will be kicked out, I have to fall down from heaven. So he realized, I want that state where from I would never fall again. And that state must be beyond every the result of any activity. That's why he says, that should be anyatra dharmat, anyatra adharmat. Must be beyond virtue or vice. It must be bhuta bhavishyat. It must be beyond time. There should be no time constraint. There should be no space constraint. There should be no object constraint. No constraints at all. That is called Brahma Jnana. Only Brahma Jnana can give that kind of desire, fulfill. So, this is the result, the Katha Upanishad we are discussing. So, what does it mean? An ordinary sadhaka starts with the idea, I want to be happy in this world. And then why does he want? Because he understands, many times I experienced suffering in this world. Through experience I know, in this world, there is no what is called unchanging happiness. Sometimes happy, sometimes unhappy. How much time unhappy? 50% unhappy, 50% happy. What do you mean by 50-50? That one horse versus one rabbit. One rabbit is like that happiness and one horse is like that suffering, unhappiness. When a person realizes this, he turns his mind totally to God and then bahunam janmanam ante, at the end of so many lives of sadhana, mind you, not by merely being born, through sadhana, what does he attain? Jnanavan. He becomes a man of knowledge. Then what happens? Mam prapadyate. He attains me. And what is that type of attainment? Vasudevaha sarvam iti. Everything is God. Not only I am God, everything is God. So, ordinary people are tormented, constrained by three desires. Desire for progeny, desire for wealth, and desire for higher worlds, lokaishana. So, one must be completely free from these three. And if we do sadhana, we are going to become completely free. So he says, Adha Atra Brahma Samashnuti. Atra means here. What does it mean? A man can destroy all his bondage and attain freedom while dwelling in this very body. Immortality is the realization of the timelessness of Atman. This realization is attainable here itself on earth. So now the next mantra, 15th mantra, is also telling almost the same thing in different words. Is there any difference? There is a slight difference is there. What is that difference? In the last mantra, what did we see? what was the benefit of this Brahma Jnana? What happens? All his desires, ye hridayasya kama, all those desires will be destroyed. Hridayasya, but in this mantra is telling the desires always spring from ignorance. That ignorance is called granthi or not. So in this 15th mantra, Yamadharma Raja is telling us through Nachiketa, O Nachiketa, your desires have fallen away. But maybe, what is the doubt? Maybe a person is sleeping. Maybe a person is unconscious. At that time, there would be no desires. Even for us, just to look back, when you are deeply asleep for 5-6 hours, absolutely, there was no desire at all. In waking state, there is a desire. In dream state, as many desires as in the waking state. But the moment a person enters into the sushupti, deep sleep state, there are no more desires at all. So, desires may not be there. But as soon as a person wakes up or comes out of dream, the same world full of temptations will be presented to that person. But when a person understands the whole thing is God, I am God, then he doesn't desire anything. But the root cause of the desire is called samskara. This is called knot, K-N-O-T. In Sanskrit, this is called granthi. What is a knot? See, when two things are there, you take two pieces of thread and you want to lengthen the thread, so you tie it up. You make a knot, strong knot. Similarly, two pieces of ropes, strong knot. And then a man, he has got desires, so he starts some work, that is a knot. Or a man wants to enjoy a woman and he marries both. This is called a knot. So first it will be K-N-O-T. This is called three knots. And then talak, talak, talak. Happiness, talak. Happiness, talak. Happiness, talak. And that is true. I am not making fun. There is some happiness, but it forges even too many knots will be there. So, he as if he had become N-O-T, knot. And then a day will come, he will turn towards the Lord. So, our main purpose is that when Brahman is attained through direct experience, aparokshanubhuti, not only desires are destroyed, the very roots of the desires are also destroyed. That's being so beautifully expressed here by Yamadharma Raja. Yada sarve prabhidyante hridayasya iha granthayaha athamartyo amruto bhavati etavadhi anushasanam. When all the ties, all the knots of the heart are severed here on earth, then the mortal becomes immortal. This much alone is the teaching. So in the fourth section of this mantra, the Yamadharma Raja is telling, O Nachiketa, you wanted my teaching on self-knowledge. Etavadhi anushasanam. This is the end of my teaching. This much alone is the teaching. This much is more than adequate, sufficient for giving you Brahman realization. He is telling this, but one more teaching also he gives. That teaching is how to meditate. We'll come to that. So, yada, when hridayasya granthaya, all the knots, all the ties of the heart, earlier said, ekama hridi sritaha, those which have been hiding, tormenting in the heart. Here, instead of kama, used the word granthaya, all the knots, the root causes of all the desires in this world. Really speaking, there is only one desire. Every living creature desires only one thing. What is it? I am now limited. I want to become unlimited. I want freedom. I want full happiness, ananda. There is nothing else. That is what is being said. Hridayasya iha granthayaha ye santi. All those granthis, knots, that means results of ignorance in the form of samskaras. All those are residing where? In the heart, in the cave of the heart. By the realization of Brahman, or what happens to all these? Yada sarve prabhidyante. They are completely unknotted, they are completely dissolved, completely burnt. Jnana agnihi sarva karmani bhasmasat kuruteha. Bhagavad Gita tells us. Beautiful expression. Jnana agnihi, the fire of knowledge. What does it do? Sarve kamaha, all the kamas, sarva karmani. Here karma means actions. Actions are produced because of desires. Desires are produced because of the sense that I lack something. I am not perfect. I am not infinite. I am limited being. So from that ignorance of one's own nature, the desire to become perfect, to become infinite, to be unlimited arises. So when this knowledge, it burns the ajnana. Ajnana means that jnana. Ajnana means that knowledge which makes us think I am not Brahman, I am the body, I am the mind, etc. So it applies to every living creature. I am a mosquito, I am a COVID virus. But how many times this virus dies in a single minute? God alone knows. So these knots, that means ajnana, root cause of every suffering in this world, that is called ajnana. When this knowledge, what knowledge? I am Brahman knowledge comes, then all the knots are completely prabhidyante. They are as if powdered into smallest dust particles. As soon as this happens, because knowledge has come, simultaneously, what happens? Atha martya amruto bhavati. The person who thinks, I am limited, I am born, I am going to die, and with faith I am going to be reborn, again I am going to die, I have got many lives, I had many lives, but at the end of so many lives, I am going to attain to the realization of God. He goes beyond time. You know what is the fun of beyond time? When we go beyond time, how many lives I had, how much time has been spent, that idea will never again arise. The idea, past, present and future, comes only when we are completely constrained by the idea of time. Similarly, I was born there, I was born in the other country, is related to this space. So when there is no time, along with time, space disappears. And along with time and space, causality disappears. When all these things disappear, there is only one single knowledge. What is that knowledge? I am kalatita. I am ananta. The meaning of ananta is, I am eternal. I am nitya. And I am Sachidananda. I am the ocean of infinite bliss. This knowledge is called attaining to immortality. Again, attaining means previously I was not immortal, but through sadhana, guru and God's grace, I attained it what I did not have. No. What do this guru and God do? They only remove that notion that I am bound, I am not immortal, that I am that not, N-O-T, that is called K-N-O-T. So they cut it. Then previously what was I saying? I am not immortal. That not is totally removed. What am I saying now? I am immortal. I am Brahman. Ajo nityaha shashvatoyam nahanyate hanyamane sharire. So Yama Dharmaraja said, Nachiketa. So my teaching is almost to come to an end. Only one more mantra is there. We will talk it about it. So what is this granthi? Atman and Anatma. They come together like husband and wife. The Atman says, I love you. To whom? To Anatman. Anatman says, I love you very much. Who is the Atman? The all-pervading pure consciousness. Thus, what is this granthi? Atman thinks, I am the Anatma. The self thinks, I am the non-self. And the non-self Anatma thinks, I am the self. This is called the not. But now from knowledge, there is no Anatma. Previously, my mind imagined one reality as two. One is the self, one is the non-self. Now I know everything is only one and you cannot call it even self. And that is called mukti. That is called amritatva bhava. And remember, it can be severed only by the grace of God. As soon as ajnana, this ajnana granthi, ajnana itself is the granthi, is severed by the grace of God, all its effects disappear simultaneously. Like, as soon as we cognize this is a rope and not a snake, all the fear and fast heart beating, the impulse to run away, all these effects are destroyed. So as soon as we have that knowledge, then immediately that person, he knows, I was never unlimited, I was never, that's what I was thinking, I was limited, but I was never limited. I am, and I will be ever unlimited. With this, Yama Dharmaraja almost concluded his teaching. So the Upanishad is like, Etavadhi Anushasanam. My special instruction as an answer to your question, O Nachiketa, is that much. But again, he is also cautioning as a loving father, always corrects the erring child. The teachings of the Upanishad are completed. Which Upanishad? Katha Upanishad. What follows doesn't refer to the knower of the highest Brahman. Now, the next mantra that is coming, and that refers to a sadhaka still in the making, a sadhaka still in the path of progress, and the Yama Dharmaraja is addressing that person. We will come to that. So, those who are not wanting to realize God, but wanting to go to higher world, and they do a lot of rituals, prayers, upasana, meditations, etc. And as a result, the scripture tells us, such a person's desire is also fulfilled. But why is the Yama Dharmaraja teaching this? After teaching about what is called Nirguna Brahma, impersonal Brahman, because to warn us that do not think if you go to Brahmaloka, you are yet free. Yes, you are halfway, but you are not yet free. Is it not time for you not to desire Brahmaloka, but directly, here and now, while still this human body is there, which is so invaluable, why don't you practice spiritual sadhana as directed by your guru? It is for this precaution, like a loving mother who tells the same precaution to her child again and again and again and again. But we come to a very beautiful expressive mantra with full of meaning. Sometimes it is also difficult to understand this. Swami Vivekananda frankly said, I don't understand much about this. Since the scripture is telling us so I will accept it and I will try to find out the best meaning that my intellect can do. This is what we are also going to do. This mantra number 16. Shatam cha eka cha hridayasya nadyaha tasam murdhanam abhinishrutaika tayodhamayan అమృతత్వమేతి విశ్వజన్యాత్ ఉత్క్రమణే భవంతి. దెర్ ఆర్ 101 ఆర్టరీస్ ఆఫ్ ది హార్ట్, వన్ ఆఫ్ విచ్ పియర్సెస్ ది క్రౌన్ ఆఫ్ ది హెడ్. గోయింగ్ అప్వర్డ్ బై ఇట్ ఎ మ్యాన్ ఎట్ డెత్ అటైన్స్ ఇమ్మోర్టాలిటీ. బట్ వెన్ హిజ్ ప్రాణ పాసెస్ అవుట్ బై ఎనీ అదర్ ఆర్టరీస్ గో దట్ ఆర్ గోయింగ్ ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ డైరెక్షన్స్ దెన్ హీ ఈజ్ రీబోర్న్ ఇన్ ది వరల్డ్. సో బిఫోర్ వీ గో ఎ లిటిల్ డీపర్ ఇన్ టు ఇట్ ఐ వుడ్ లైక్ టు సింప్లిఫై అండ్ సే ఎ పర్సన్ హూ నోస్ ఐ ఎమ్ బ్రహ్మన్ హీ ఈజ్ ఫ్రీ ఎట్ దట్ వెరీ మూమెంట్. ది మూమెంట్ దట్ నాలెడ్జ్ కమ్స్ హీ బికమ్స్ వెరీ ఫ్రీ. నాట్ ఇంటలెక్చువల్ నాలెడ్జ్ బట్ కన్విక్షన్ త్రూ అపరోక్ష అనుభూతి. బట్ ది అదర్ పర్సన్ దెర్ ఈస్ ఎ గ్రేట్ డేంజర్. దెర్ ఆర్ టూ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ సాధకాస్. వి కాల్ దెమ్ సాధకాస్ బికాస్ బోత్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆర్ వర్షిప్పింగ్ గాడ్. హూ ఆర్ దోస్ టూ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్? ఎ లోయర్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ సాధక ఈ సేస్ ఓ లార్డ్ ఐ నో యూ ఎగ్జిస్ట్, ఐ నో యూ ఫుల్ఫిల్ మై డిజైర్, సో ఐ హ్యావ్ లాట్స్ ఆఫ్ డిజైర్స్, ఐ వాంట్ టు గో టు హయ్యర్ వరల్డ్ బట్ అగైన్ కమ్ డౌన్. అండ్ దేర్ ఆర్ అదర్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ సాధక మచ్ మోర్ డిస్క్రిమినేటివ్, మచ్ మోర్ నాలెడ్జిబుల్. హీ సేస్ ఓ లార్డ్ ఐ నో దట్ ఐ మస్ట్ రియలైజ్ మై ఐడెంటిటీ విత్ యూ, బట్ మై సంస్కారస్ మై పాస్ట్ లైఫ్స్ డిజైర్స్ ఆర్ సో స్ట్రాంగ్ ఇన్ స్పైట్ ఆఫ్ ఇంటలెక్చువల్ నాలెడ్జ్ యాజ్ వెల్ యాజ్ కన్విక్షన్ బై ది ఇన్ ది స్క్రిప్చర్స్ అండ్ ది గురు, మై హార్ట్ సమ్హౌ డజంట్ లిజన్ టు మీ. దట్ మీన్స్ ఇట్ డజంట్ డివోట్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ టు ది రియలైజేషన్ ఆఫ్ నిర్వికల్ప సమాధి. సో దేర్ ఫోర్ ఐ వాంట్ టు కమ్ టు యూ అండ్ ఎంజాయ్ ఫర్ సమ్ టైమ్ ఇన్ బ్రహ్మలోక, బట్ ఐ వాంట్ క్రమముక్తి. సో వాట్ ఆర్ ది టూ డివిజన్స్? దోస్ హూ విష్ టు హ్యావ్ క్రమముక్తి, గ్రాడ్యుయల్ లిబరేషన్, ఏ పర్సన్ గోస్ ఫ్రమ్ హియర్ టు హయ్యర్ ప్లేస్, ఫ్రమ్ దట్ హయ్యర్ ప్లేస్ టు అనదర్ హయ్యర్ ప్లేస్, ఫైనల్లీ రీచెస్ బ్రహ్మలోక, డజంట్ ఎవర్ వాంట్ టు కమ్ డౌన్, అండ్ హీ వాంట్స్ టు అలాంగ్ విత్ బ్రహ్మ అటైన్ బ్రహ్మలోక. దిస్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ క్రమముక్తి, గ్రాడ్యుయల్ లిబరేషన్. స్టేజ్ బై స్టేజ్ హీ ఓన్లీ గోస్ అప్ బట్ నెవర్ కమ్స్ డౌన్. అదర్ పర్సన్ ఈవెన్ మెనీ మోర్ డిజైర్స్, అర్త్లీ డిజైర్స్, వరల్డ్లీ డిజైర్స్, ఐ వాంట్ టు గో టు హెవెన్లీ వరల్డ్స్, ఎంజాయ్ దేర్ ది బెస్ట్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్స్, అండ్ దెన్ సచ్ ఎ పర్సన్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దట్ హీ విల్ కమ్ డౌన్. డస్ దట్ పర్సన్ రియల్లీ వాంట్ టు కమ్ డౌన్? నో పర్సన్ వాంట్స్ టు కమ్ డౌన్ ఫ్రమ్ ఎ హయ్యర్ హ్యాపీనెస్ టు ఎ లోయర్ హ్యాపీనెస్. బట్ వాట్ ఈజ్ మెంట్ ఈజ్ బికాస్ హిజ్ యాక్షన్స్ ఆర్ ఓన్లీ లిమిటెడ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ హిజ్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్, సో ఎట్ ది ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ ఎంజాయింగ్ వాట్ హ్యాపెన్స్, క్షీణే పుణ్యే మర్త్యలోకం విశంతి. వెన్ ది రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ వర్చ్యువస్ డీడ్స్ పుణ్య ఈజ్ ఎగ్జాస్టెడ్, హీ ఇన్ స్పైట్ ఆఫ్ హిజ్ డిజైర్ టు బీ దేర్ హీ విల్ నాట్ బి అలౌడ్ టు స్టే దేర్, హీ విల్ బి ఫాలింగ్ డౌన్. దిస్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఈస్ బీయింగ్ ఎక్స్ప్రెస్డ్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ యాజ్ ఇఫ్ ది హార్ట్ హెస్ గాట్ 101 నాడీస్. నాడీ మీన్స్ ఎ పాత్వే, నాడీ మీన్స్ ఎ వే త్రూ విచ్ ఎ మ్యాన్ గివ్స్ అప్ హిజ్ బాడీ. యాజ్ వీ డిస్కస్డ్ ఎర్లియర్ దేర్ ఆర్ టూ పాత్స్ ఆఫ్టర్ డెత్, వన్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ శుక్లగతి అని అనదర్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ కృష్ణగతి. ది పాత్ ఆఫ్ ది ల్యూమినస్ బ్రైట్ ఫోర్ట్ నైట్ అండ్ ది పాత్ దట్ ఈజ్ ట్రడ్ ఇన్ ది డార్క్ ఫోర్ట్ నైట్. బట్ అగైన్ డోంట్ మిస్టేక్ ఇట్. పర్సన్ హూ డైస్ ఇన్ ఎవరీ పర్సన్ హూ డైస్ ఇన్ ది బ్రైట్ ఫోర్ట్ నైట్ ఈజ్ గోయింగ్ టు గో టు హెవెన్స్. ఇట్ డజంట్ మీన్ ఏ పర్సన్ హూ డస్ ఉపాసన యాజ్ వెల్ యాజ్ రిచువల్స్, సచ్ ఎ పర్సన్ goes through Shuklagati to higher worlds and he attains to Brahmaloka and never again comes back, but he will complete his sadhana in Brahmaloka and along with Brahma attains liberation. But the other person, that's such a person, he will go through other pathways. And what could be the other pathways? So it is said here that the person who wants to go to Brahmaloka Here there is one nadi, one pathway, which goes straight from the heart through the path of Sushumna to Brahmarandhra. At the top of the head, there is a what is called exit door. This is called Brahmarandhra. It is said when a soul is entering into a particular body, it enters into it. That's why if you touch the top of the head, especially back side of the head of a newborn baby, you see there is something as though very thin skin has sealed a big hole. That is usually called Brahmarandhra. And it is said, those who have realized, I am Brahman, they give up the body through that. That's a wrong, totally irrational, because such a person doesn't go anywhere, doesn't need to travel anywhere. His pranas merge, atraiva samashnuti. Here and now, samashnuti means he understands, I don't need to go anywhere, I don't need to do any journey, because Brahman is right here, right now, and I am that Brahman. But it is said, the lower type, higher class of the lower type, Kramamukti Marga, lies through this Brahmarandhra. He goes, from there he goes to Shukla Gati, through to a higher Chandra Loka, Surya Loka, and finally Brahma Loka, and gradually attains liberation. But those who are having the desires to enjoy sensory objects, whether here or in what is called heavenly world, Svargaloka. Remember that five sense organs will be there even when a person goes to Svargaloka. Without these five sense organs, there is no worldly enjoyment at all. So these people, they depart through many other ways. So one nadi, one path may go through the mouth, another may go through the eye, another may go through the ear, another may go through the stomach, another may go through the organ of generation. What does it all mean? It means if a person has a desire to eat, his pranas will depart through the rasanendriya, mouth. If a person wants to enjoy beautiful sights of any object, then if that is overwhelming desire, then his pranas will depart through the eyes. If he wants to have first class fragrance, through the nose. If he wants to have what we call sex enjoyment, then his pranas will depart through that generative organ. If he has got, is a glutton, then it might even pass through the stomach. Other words, this nadi is the pathway. According to one's desire, the person departs and then he attains to that particular state, and again he has to be reborn. Yama Dharmaraja is cautioning all of us. Do you want mukti or do you want just to go to higher worlds? There are defects in the higher worlds. Beware of that. That is what is being told. So here the word used is amrutatvameti. Earlier also he said, atamartyo amruto bhavati. We should not apply that meaning here. Here amruta means temporary state of immortality, amrutatvam. Like going to Indraloka, Prajapati Loka, Brihaspati Loka or Brahma Loka. That is what it is, a temporary enjoyment only. If we can understand it, then it is wonderful. Then the Yama Dharmaraja is concluding in this 17th mantra. Angushta matra purusho antaratma sada jananam hridaye sannivishta tam svat sharirat pravruhen munjadi veshikam dhairyena tam vidyat chukram amrutam tam vidyat chukram amrutamiti. With this, the Upanishad is concluded. Now, just mark the last two lines. Tam vidyat shukram amrutam. That is, let him know that self as the bright, as the immortal. Yeah, as the bright, as the immortal. Whenever in the tradition of the Upanishads. A sentence is repeated twice. It means either that particular chapter, most likely that particular subject, that particular book is coming to an end. To indicate the end of the book, something is repeated twice. Namaha Paramarishibhyo, Namaha Paramarishibhyo. That means that book has come to an end. So, Yama Dharmaraja is telling, O Sadhaka, he is not talking about Nachiketa, because Nachiketa wanted only realization, God realization, self-realization, self-knowledge. But for others, he is doing. You have to do a lot of meditations, contemplations, called Vidya, called Upasana. For the sake of the Upasana, he is cautioning. What is it? Be extremely careful. Be very, very discriminative. He gives an example. What is this? Munjadi Veshikam Dhairyena Pravruhen. There is a type of grass. It is very, very soft. That inside that grass stalk, inside there is even very soft, even more tender one inside stalk is there. So unless we peel off the outer skin, we cannot get into the inner one. Many animals are experts in that. So like that, as we throw out, so we peel off the mango skin or banana skin or any such fruit. But inside we remove the skin in and then also the seed. Then what is in between, we enjoy it most of the time. So like that, very, very carefully one has to separate. Separate what? That the true me, I, pure consciousness, that has been completely identified because of ignorance with this body and mind. How? First of all, you meditate upon that pure Brahman in the form of Angushta Matraha. You imagine your body. Inside your body, there is a cave of the heart. Inside that heart, there is this beautiful small Angushta Matraha of the measure of a thumb. This pure consciousness, Arishta Devata, is brightly illumining the whole heart. Remember, God is infinite. So it is not that he is a small measure in the heart. This is for the facility of contemplation. So meditate upon that Antaratma. Until now, that Antaratma is identified in the form, I am the body and the mind. Now like the softest pith inside a grass called Munja grass is to be separated with the greatest care. Otherwise it will break away. So with the sort of discrimination, Viveka, one has to separate this Antaratma from the body-mind concept. It's not a physical object. It's not done through a physical knife or sword. Through the sword of Viveka, discrimination. What is that? I am not the body, I am not the mind. So, meditate upon this Antaratma, take up the sword of discrimination and separate, I am Brahman, I have nothing to do with body and mind. Through like this, if you can do it, then you will slowly attain that knowledge, I am Brahman. This beautiful idea and the conclusion and the essence of what we discussed, we will conclude this Katha Upanishad in our next class. Om Sahana Bhavato Sahanau Bhunakto Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Tat Sat Sri Ramakrishna Arpanamastu. May Ramakrishna, Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with bhakti.